is Mushroom FM.
This is Aaron Edgar with a Melting Pot Extra, show number 33 for Friday, December 31st, 2010. Contact the show by Twitter at Melting Pot Show or email Aaron at mushroomfm.com.
Earth's widest variety of music, Mushroom FM. Mushroom FM.
There's only one place you can hear Aaron Edgar. This is the home of the fun guys, Mushroom FM.
Well, hi, everyone. This is Aaron Edgar and Rodney, and we are here to celebrate the new year with you. The beginning of 2011, we are here in the eastern United States to greet the new year. And this is The Melting Pot at 12:30. I'm going to turn it over to Rachel Ward.
Congratulations. You've been selected to receive a $1,000 Walmart gift card.
Excuse me?
Pardon?
What? We did not intend that. A playlist is acting up, and we did not intend to tell everyone they received a Walmart gift card. That is untrue. I'm not sure where that came from. But anyway, we're here to greet in the new year. We're going to turn it over to Rachel at 12:30. We're greeting the new year in Eastern time. We'll bring you the ball dropping in Times Square and all this kind of thing. And then she'll pick it up and bring you New Year in Central Time. And then after her will come Dan Kaiser, and he will bring in the New Year from Sacramento, California. So we have got an action-packed few hours for you greeting the New Year in North America.
And we would also like to wish Happy New Year to Canada, which covers Labrador and Newfoundland. They had New Year's at 10:30 Eastern. We have to say Happy New Year to those folks. If anybody out there is listening, hello.
Yoo-hoo!
Anybody? Anybody?
Anyone?
And at 11 o'clock, we also had Canada and Nova Scotia, which is Halifax. Got a friend that grew up there. Enjoyed it. Goes back every summer.
Is he there now?
Actually, no. Now he's probably in Florida because it's cold up there.
Oh. True.
But New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island, Barbados, the Dominican Republic, all of these places just had their New Year's. So Happy New Year's to you.
Yay! Happy New Year! Now, for some reason, some places celebrate it on the half hour. So we'll be saying Happy New Year in a little while to other places around the world. And then at midnight, as I said, it will be dropping ball Times Square, streaming live here on Mushroom FM, the home of the fun guys. Meanwhile, let's play some music, shall we? Or not?
I'm hoping. Hello?
One second, please. Pebcak, everybody, Pebcak. We'll have it in a minute.
So it's dang coming. Bruce Taves guy. He ruined everything.
I know he did.
Kept bringing us up for hours and hours and hours on end about that Coke thing. And look at it, bad karma.
I know it's terrible. Karma is. It's all his fault. All his fault.
Hi, Karamba.
It's coming, guys. I promise. We are the home of the fun guys. Meanwhile, be thinking about your highlights from the year 2010, and you can tell us about them on Twitter. It is Melting Pot Show. You can email them to aaron@mushroomfm.com, and if you would like to talk with us on air, you can also email your Skype credentials to us, and we will call you. We don't want Skype crashing and like tons of people calling in, so we will call you if and when we have time. So if that is something you would like to do, feel free to do that. And I think now we will play music. Or not. Well, anyway, let's talk a little bit about our highlights from 2010, shall we, dear?
Yeah.
Did we have any?
I don't know. I really hadn't been able to come up with a whole heck of a lot. Everything sounded pretty boring and dull to me.
Yeah, me too.
Although I guess starting the melting pot and doing jazzy and snazzy for a short period of time was
actually,
one thing.
Actually, that was going to be my highlight. One of them anyway, was starting to work at Mushroom FM with all these wonderful people. Jonathan, who has given me the opportunity to work here, and all the other wonderful presenters and team members. And I'm not sure exactly what led me to think that I could even do this, but miscellaneous sound there?
That would be my wonderful computer that is plugged into the mixer for once in a change.
Okay, now we're going to try and play music again. I hope I don't have to reboot because of Bruce Taves and Bad Karma in the middle of this New Year's party. Yes! Get the party started!
Thank God.
Everyone, and get this party started. That is the way I feel. After that little mix-up there, we need to get moving.
Yeah, network attack storage devices are really nice when they have schedules and they come on and go off at certain times, but when you forget that it's Friday and it goes off at 11 o'clock, whoops.
Oopsie. I totally forgot to remind you about that.
Yeah, that would have been a good thing to put that in the checklist for things to do.
Oh, well.
But now we know.
Anyways, What do we have next? Oh, yes, I forgot. This is a melting pot, and we have a good number of listeners to this wonderful Melty Madness. Among them is Katie Frederick. She is tuned in. Thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate that.
And so is Rich Ring as well.
Is he?
Yep, just now.
Yes. And Caroline C. Caroline, the host of the wonderful Country Oasis, is tuned in. She is waiting for the new year in the Central Time Zone, and Rachel is going to help her greet that. Yay, wonderful. So, we've got those two listening. Thank you so much. And we are here to ring in a brand new year.
At the stroke of midnight, on that great big holiday, we're gonna have a ball, and that ain't all. I'm gonna chase my blues away. I'll be bringing in a brand new year, bringing in a brand new year. So listen, dear, won't you meet me here while bringing in a brand new year? Gonna be a great big parade. I got my resolution made. Gonna ride above the stars. We might even take a trip to Mars. I'll be bringing in a brand new year, bringing in a brand new year. So listen, dear, I want you to meet me here while bringing in a brand new year. If she sighs or winks her eye, I won't be back till June. I'll be bringing in a brand new year, bringing in a brand new year. So listen, dear, won't you meet me here while bringing in a brand new year?
And that, everyone, was B.B. King and bringing in a brand new year. Like I said, we are really interested to hear about your highlights from 2010, things that may have happened to you that were really cool. No matter how silly they may sound to you, they were important. So we're anxious to hear about them. And you can tweet them to Melting Pot Show, email Aaron at mushroomfm.com. And if you want to Skype, email the same address with your contact information. So the question comes up, what do we do for New Year's Eve?
Well, usually I'm saying, night, let me know how it turned out.
That's true.
And you sit around and watch it.
No, that's not true. We've sat around and watched it together the past, oh gosh, how many years has it been? Well, since we were married. And even before that, when we got engaged, we spent New Year's Eve together those years. So 8 years, maybe we've watched it together. And usually what we did was we watched movies and then watched Dick Clark, New Year's Rockin' Eve in Times Square. And this year, of course, it's different since we are broadcasting on Mushroom FM. We are very boring, by the way. We do not go to New Year's Eve parties. Have we ever been to one?
I don't believe so.
This is so shameful, airing our boringness on air. Maybe we shouldn't be doing that.
Eh, why not?
It's really sad.
Nobody's listening anyway.
Well, apparently, There are a lot of people, but they are dropping off gradually. Mm. What's the deal with that? I guess Eastern time zone folks are watching TV, the whole ball thing. And if they're in some cities, like us, they've got an emblem falling as well as the ball, which is really annoying.
Yeah, in our area here, we have a giant acorn.
And I used to live in Atlanta, Georgia, and they have a giant peach. And the first year the peach was up, it never came down. That was really sad.
So it was kind of like that Mad About You episode where they just kept saying three all the time.
Pretty much, except they did count down, but it never went down. And so you saw the apple or the ball going, wee! And then you saw the peach just sitting there. And then they said, it never went down! Oh, no! What happened? And it was just very odd.
Yeah, but here in North Carolina, you have different traditions. Mm-hmm. My hometown of Sanford, they drop a brick.
Oh my gosh.
A large, giant brick, because it's the brick capital of the state.
That's true.
And then you have Mount Olive that...
drops an olive.
Drops a
pickle. Oh, no, is that a pickle?
They drop a giant pickle.
That's right.
So...
yeah. And isn't there another town here in North Carolina that drops a flea?
Yeah, I haven't been able to find that one, but they have like a 4-foot-tall giant flea that they drop from the sky.
Now, who thought in Times Square, when they introduced the big crystal ball in 1907, their first one, actually, who would have thought that it would branch out to all these different towns? I don't know. But they have been doing stuff in Times Square since 1907, and Dick Clark started the New Year's Rockin' Eve in like
38 years
the
ago.
The 60s. Yeah, 38 years ago, because he's been doing it for 38 years. He even shows up at midnight, even since he's had his stroke, because he just loves doing this so much. So they start at 5 p.m. Eastern. They start at 5 p.m. Eastern on New Year's Eve doing their thing with the performers all showing up and performing and doing, you know, cool stuff like that. And they just pretty much rock around the clock for 7-8 hours.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. But you should glad to ride, so join me, home. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4.
And the Comets, everyone, rock around the clock. And we had a hard time finding a good version of that. It was mono, but it was the best we could find. Seeing as how that came out in like 56?
Somewhere in there to go along with the movie.
Yeah, that's right. It was from a movie. Liz Lawson from Canada is tuned in and listening. Yay, Liz!
Hopefully she's smiling.
Yeah, I hope so. Have you celebrated New Year yet, Liz? Or are you on the more easterly portion of Canada? Now, Katie posted that she'll be bringing in 2011 in about 45 minutes, I guess, just like us. She'll be bringing it in just like us. Yay.
Sound that way.
And Lynn is listening. She says, I have her listening, like I made her listen, but that's not true.
Well, she at least always comes with a teacher's note.
Yeah, if she misses, she has an excuse note, so that's good. Ooh, a guy from my neck of the woods, Jim J, is listening from North Georgia. And I lived in Atlanta, which doesn't really, it's not really north-north, but it's Georgia. And he says, Happy New Year early. Well, Happy New Year to you, Jim. I'm really glad you're listening. I think you're a new listener, so that's fantastic. Now, Nancy says she's trying to stay awake. Nancy Trzynski, hostess of the kitchen table, is trying to stay awake, but she's, you know, got Percocets because she really broke her leg very severely, and the physical therapy is very painful, so I understand that the Percocet might be winning. But thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate that. Now, let's see. What do we have next? Oh, a song with a title. I just had to play it.
Yes, for all the single people out there.
Yes, for all the single, lonely, unhappy, trying to be happy people out there. This is Billy Idol and Dancing with Myself.
Down in London towns of go-go, oh, with the record selection and the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing with myself. Oh, when there's no one else inside, but in the crowded lonely night, well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing with myself. Oh, I'm dancing with myself. Oh, I'm dancing with myself. Oh, when there's nothing to lose and there's nothing to prove, but I'm dancing with myself. Every type of girl, but your empty eyes seem to pass me by, leave me dancing on with myself. So let's sink another drink, cause it'll give me time to think. If I had a chance, I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'd be dancing on with myself. I'm dancing on with myself. I'm dancing on with myself. Well, there's nothing to lose, so there's nothing to prove, when I'm dancing on with myself. Another drink, cause it'll give me time to think. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'll be dancing on with myself. I'm dancing on with myself. I'm dancing on with myself. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance. Oh, dancing with myself. Oh,
a trick, 'cause it'll give me time to think. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'll be dancing with myself. I'm dancing with myself. I'm dancing with myself. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance.
Let's rock and roll to old Lang Syne the way we did that night. 'Twas New Year's Eve, and as we danced, how we thrilled to love, to life. Oh, we rock to heaven's door, and then we kissed and stepped inside. Oh, let's rock and roll to old Lang Syne, and that night that made mine. Let's laugh and love and live. Let's take from life its very best, all that life alone can give. I'll hold you in my arms, my love, the way you in my heart. Oh, let's rock and roll to old Lang Syne, and we'll never be apart. And we'll never be apart.
Well, as I said, some folks celebrate New Year on the half hour, and
we want to wish Happy New Year to Hugo Chavez, who is listening down in Venezuela and Caracas. Actually, he's not listening.
Yeah, well, but anyway, those folks in Caracas and the notorious Hugo Chavez.
That might be the word for the night.
Caracas. Happy New Year.
10.
To believe.
9.
Love the first sight.
8. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ever watched a grandma learn to drive? Are you scared? Come on along for the ride, and feel free to backseat drive all you like. Hopefully I won't crash or anything. I guarantee you we'll all laugh. Come and visit visit your favorite grandma each Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern here on Mushroom FM. At this grandma's house, you'll find the cookie jars always full and the music is always on. You're likely to hear anything from the Beatles to Lady Antebellum and all things in between. You know your grandma needs to hear from you, so write her a letter. Rachel, R-A-C-H-A-E-L, at mushroomfm.com, or tweet me at Rachel Wark, W-A-R-K-E, on Twitter. So come along to Grandma's house every Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern, and let's share some great music together.
Well, before we wished Caracas people Happy New Year, we heard from Chuck Edwards and Rocking to Auld Lang Syne. Not quite Auld Lang Syne, not the right words, but the tune. And I've never heard of anything by him before, so if anyone has, I'd be interested to know, along with any highlights you might have for 2010. And if you make any New Year's resolutions, we could hear about that too. I personally don't. I just work with what I've got and live in the present. But you could argue that New Year's resolutions are like goals to work towards and whatever. But I just want to make the world around me more beautiful in whatever small way I can. And to that end, here is Carolina Lyre and Beautiful World.
Here it comes in the morning. I'm just trying to forget. Keep it real, keep it simple, and somehow just get out of bed. And the city is endless. I'm as cold as it's stone. Yeah, the city is endless. And I'm walking alone. Yeah.
Well, hi, everybody. We are back again, both Rodney and me. And Rodney has a tweet to mention. Someone who's listening?
Mark Reiser? I'm not good with names. I'm Southern. He is listening from Oklahoma, and he wishes he was out with friends drinking and having fun. So I just have to say, pop a top, dude. We're all friends around here.
Absolutely. So if
as
you
hokey
got
as that sounds.
If you got a beer in the house, don't hesitate to get it out. Pop the top open. We've got wine, actually, here. It's very sad to say. It's a big bottle of red wine, and I guarantee you by the end of this, we will have it finished. We are terrified of spilling wine in the studio because the studio is a carpeted floor and a maze of wires and mess. So we have our wine in big thermoses with little sippy holes in them. Now, that is just totally disgusting. Drinking wine out of a plastic thermos is just nasty.
I've almost converted her to a Southerner. We would drink this out of Dixie cups if we had them. But she won't go that far. Plastic cup is about as far as I can get.
Well, Brittany Simpson is tuned in, and she sent in some highlights from 2010. And the first highlight was she went to Denver to visit her best friend, and it was like a whole week of hanging out until 7 in the morning and then going to bed and having this great time. And she traveled independently the whole way, and that is totally wonderful. I haven't traveled independently to a big city in a long time, so I really commend you for that. I sometimes wonder if I remember how. To be quite honest, she said the second highlight is discovering Mushroom FM. She loves internet radio, but she's never found a station with such wonderful presenters and presenters with so much personality. And she, one of her favorite shows, she's given me a compliment, is the Melting Pot Show. You don't have to butter it up, you know. I can take criticism. You don't have to say it's your favorite just because I'm on the air.
Hey, we got Bruce Taves for that.
Exactly. Oh, and she got a Victor Reader stream for Christmas from her best friend in Denver. Now, the Victor Reader stream has got to be one of the best things since sliced bread was ever invented, in my own humble opinion.
Friends just need to help people say no to that.
Oh, man, you're no fair. The Victor Reader stream was like one of the awesomest Christmas gifts I ever bought myself.
When you got that, it was the most private time that I've had in years.
Yeah, so it was good for you too, remember?
Somewhat.
Yeah, somewhat. Now, it was sad when I showed it to my parents because I said, this is totally wonderful. I can have books on a little bitty card instead of dragging around tapes, you know, from the Library for the Blind and whatever. And they stared at me like I was from Mars. It was sad. It made me realize they just didn't understand technology. And, you know, I just don't quite get it.
They're unimpressed.
Yeah. Unimpressed is the right word for it.
They've been talking, oh, we're going to get iPhones.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get an iPad, all of this kind of stuff. They go to the AT&T store. They end up with BlackBerry
Torches. Yeah.
Living on the edge.
Yeah, living on the edge, man. I got to say, they're the people, though, that they will only use phones for email and phone. They're not going to really branch out and use apps a lot, just because I know how they deal with technology and newness in that area. And, you know, they may surprise me, but I have my doubts. Anyway... Kyle Kogan emailed and said, Happy New Year to Rodney and me. Thank you so much, Kyle. I really appreciate that. And Chuck Brady has emailed in a couple of requests. One request I'm debating on not playing because I know he's only putting it in here to ruin my show, Uptown Girl by Billy Joel. He knows how I despise that show. But he did tweet in some highlights from 2010, and one of them was when he, Lynn, and Ron Graham took over my show in November. He even remembers the date, November 7th. Yeah, it was...
a day that'll live in infamy.
Absolutely, because it was daylight savings time fallback date, and my alarm did not go off correctly, and I had to cover Lazy Sunday Morning for Alan that morning, and I ended up getting up at 4 o'clock. I was not happy.
Now, we will point out that it is being reported around the world that the Apple iPhone 4 alarm application is having problems with the new 2011. So if you're planning to get up in the morning, you might want to set a backup clock.
Yeah, I've actually set an alarm for 12:35 in the morning to see if it actually does have problems. Now, I also set an alarm in another application to see if it affects other applications or just the iPhone app. So, you know, not really sure what's going to go on with that. You know, I will, we'll just have to see. Meanwhile, if any of you other people have any highlights from 2010, feel free to submit them to us. And, while we're doing that, we're looking for those. I'm going to play a nice song from, when was DeBarge? When were they around?
Mid-80s.
Yeah. My favorite musical decade, the 80s. And this is DeBarge and Rhythm of the Night.
Words on your mind, you can leave them all behind.
With the beat of the rhythm of the night.
For Chuck. And just so we're clear, that was not... Oh. I thought that I had muted Rodney's computer. I think I did. He's playing with time square thing. And
You did. It's on the alternate channel.
It's on the alternate. Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's in the silent background that no one hears about. You're not supposed to tell that.
Sorry. I kind of got confused there for a second.
I do my best.
Just so we know, that song was not dedicated to Chuck. I said this is for Chuck. It was requested by Chuck. So,
Do I need to be concerned?
No, you do not need to be concerned whatsoever.
Hey, Chuck, you got an extra room?
Shush.
No?
That was for Chuck as a request.
Ah, okay.
Now, what are we thinking about Times Square? How's it looking?
Well, I am watching the wonderful live stream of Times Square. They keep going back and forth to celebrities and people in the crowd going, yes, Times Square, it's New Year's, I'm glad to be here. Mm-hmm. And so far, they haven't gotten to the point of the ball drop, but I hope to be able to click over to that when they start that process.
Well, I'm just not sure whether to play another song or not. Mm-hmm. I have a song that's about 4 minutes long, which would take us to 3 minutes till.
We can go for it.
Okay.
We can always cut it.
That's very true. So with that in mind, this
is the force, Luke.
Yeah. I don't like to do that, though. But this is Bon Jovi with Have a Nice Day. Hope you have a nice New Year's Day, everyone.
I'm gonna live my life shining like a diamond.
Okay, everybody, we're going to switch over to Times Square now, I think.
In just a moment or two.
Okay. Well, Katie Frederick says it's almost time for New York. Yeah, I know. I'm holding my breath.
It's getting close, and hopefully the internet actually works for a change.
Yeah, I know. Oh, so
they've got some dude. I can't remember who it is.
Should I turn on the stream now?
You can turn my PC up now. Yeah. Okay. I'll hit the button whenever I guess at it.
Okay, I turned it on now. See, I have this mixer with all these buttons, and I sometimes get confused.
Sometimes.
Oh, well, maybe most of the time. You know, I've decided Caroline has convinced me to play Chuck Brady's other request because she had to play Sweet Caroline this morning. Ugh. And so I've relented and...
Yeah, I have still not gotten that out of my head
yet. I know. The do, do, do.
You always have to include that. Even if you can't remember, but just that one little bit of a line, you have to include the do, do, do.
Exactly. Exactly. So since she had to play that, I feel for her and I will play his request after I play a couple of things designated for the beginning of the next hour. Computer?
Computer?
Yoo-hoo.
Computer what?
Is it on yet?
They still have performances going on. There may be a little bit of a slight delay with the wonderful Times Square livestream.com/2011 that you can get the
Because, see, I hear the TV, you know, the TV out in the other room is like, they're going nuts out there.
Yeah. So, oh, well.
Man. I guess we can turn it on anyway.
So, what is your big goal for the year before it gets here?
I don't know. I have some goals.
Mine is merely not to gain back the 30 pounds that I have lost on this wonderful diet that we've splurged on over the last month.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's one of my goals, too. I've lost 30 pounds, and I don't want to gain it back either. I think I've gained back a few.
Oh, that was me again. My bad.
Oops. Oh, well. That's okay. We are still kind of waiting on the computer. Oh my gosh. Still performances? This is a delay. This is terrible. We're not going to get the countdown.
They're counting down the minute. 42, 41, 40. I'm not going to do that all the way through this because somebody will yell.
Good.
As everyone goes berserk.
Happy New Year! May it be a wonderful 2011 for all of us.
And Happy New Year from everyone at Mushroom FM on the East Coast.
Absolutely. And for those of you who may not know, it's a tradition to play Auld Lang Syne after the New Year's celebration. Did you see the ball drop?
Yes. It did actually make it down. They had a big ceremony to have an actual person drop the ball.
Yeah, we didn't see Dick Clark or Ryan Seacrest, though. That's who they usually have counting down.
Well, that's ABC.
That's true.
This is the Times Square live presentation.
Yeah.
And then they go into New York, New York, as everyone is reveling in the fireworks and such.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think I'm going to stop this here. Because I want to really play New York, New York the way it's supposed to be played.
You mean like stopping that?
Yeah, like that.
Oh, okay.
So I want to play Auld Lang Syne and New York, New York the way they're supposed to be played. So this is Mariah Carey with Auld Lang Syne. And, you know, should old acquaintance be forgot? That kind of thing. She only does the first verse. There are like four or five. But this is the peppiest version I could find. The other versions with vocals were slow. But anyway, Auld Lang Syne, Mariah Carey, followed, of course, by New York, New York by Frank Sinatra, which is a traditional Times Square New Year's Eve song.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and
In old New York, if I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York. City that never sleeps, and find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. These little town blues, oh, start of it in old New York. And if I can make it there, I'm gonna make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York.
Oh, that is such an awesome song. Happy New Year, everybody. I wish we had our own noisemaker. Actually, we have the Vuvuzela app on the iPhone, but I think I'll spare you the horror. And
yeah, let's not do that. But we can say that other places such as Montreal, Ottawa, Quebec, Cuba, Havana, Peru, Colombia, the Bahamas, Jamaica, Panama, and other places.
Oh, I'm starting to fall asleep. Is that the end of the list?
Yeah, that's pretty much the end of the list that this time zone thing has on it. So next it'll be Chicago and Costa Rica and Belize and other places. Belize? Yeah, Belize.
Okay.
And Guatemala.
Well, that's Grandma's lookout. She'll be celebrating New Year with the Central time zone folks.
As long as you don't get hit by a reindeer.
Yeah, that's true. You threatened her with a reindeer earlier today.
Hey, she was saying we couldn't take over any extra time of her show, but that Bruce Taves guy took over like 2 minutes of ours.
Yeah, he did.
Granted, we had that screw up at the beginning.
And then he made us have that screw up. It was his fault.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he kept saying we were terrible people, and it just got me so upset. And
you'll get over it.
I'll get over it. He has not gotten over what we did to him last November.
That was so hilarious.
It was funny. And I drank a Coke on the air. This was during his month when he was giving up Coke.
Or 2 months.
2 months. Yeah, whichever it was.
And what was worse is you were actually filling in for his show.
Exactly. I was filling in for him, and it was your idea, and I went along with it. So he blames both of us and has detonated us like 2 or 3 times in the last show.
I think it's up to like 4 or 5 now.
Oh, my God. Get over yourself, Bruce. I mean, seriously. So if I can get over myself about him causing me problems and causing me to have, you know, problems with his show, then he can certainly get over it. Now, Chuck Brady has requested Uptown Girl. And like I said, I will play it after I play the things that are supposed to be played at New Year's. And so I just did that, and now it's time for Uptown Girl, requested by Chuck Brady.
We can't save that till like just before Grandma comes on.
Why?
Just because then we don't have to pay attention to it, and we just disconnect, and it's over.
No, because I still have to pay attention to the time.
Oh.
Darn. That won't work. Man, I know.
I try.
I know you do. That's it, Chuck. That's all you get. Sorry. I was trying to do something else and it accidentally stopped.
No, that was good. You actually played it.
Yeah, I played like a little bit of it. Does that count?
That counts. Next, please. Okay. Next question.
Next question. Next song. Next everything. Actually, that was not intentional. I apologize for that. That was a pep cack on my part.
I mean, we could bring out Baker Street for Jonathan, but...
He's not even here. He's at a barbecue.
He's at a barbecue?
Yeah. What would he know if we brought out Baker Street?
Barbecue.
Yeah, I know.
He has ways.
He does. He does have ways. He said if there's a problem with the station, he should know about it, and he gave us ways to let him know. So if I played Baker Street, guaranteed Grandma or Caroline or Bruce, if he's still listening, will let him know. Even if he's not at a PC. They'll find a way.
Very true.
So I don't want that to happen. Should I be nice to Chuck and replay this?
Nah.
Okay. I'll play it on Sunday's
Melting Pot. It's a new year. We'll start fresh.
Yeah, we'll start fresh. We will start completely fresh, wipe the slate clean, and go from there. And this Natasha Bedingfield song, did I pronounce that right?
Yes.
Called Unwritten, talks about that. And it is an absolutely beautiful song. Sung by an American Idol contestant a few years ago. She was voted off that night, unfortunately. But she sang the song. And the words are just fantastic. So, Natasha Bedingfield, Wiping the Slate Clean, Unwritten. Here we go.
Dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions, feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you, only you can let it in. No one else, no one else can speak the words on your lips. Treat yourself in words unspoken. Sometimes my tries are outside the line. We've been conditioned to not make mistakes, but I can't live that way. Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you can.
Begin.
Okay, everybody. Well, as I pointed out, Grandma will be here. Rachel Work will be here right after me at 12:30 doing Central Time New Year's Eve. And I realize some of you are waiting for her to do that, which I'm sure will be awesome. But I got to say, by 1 o'clock, I'll probably be curled up in the bed. I may stay up for 1 o'clock, but I can't guarantee it.
Come on. The night's just young.
That's true. But, man, we had to make coffee. Because we woke up like way too early this morning.
Yeah, it was kind of sad.
It was really. Well, we made half calf, so it's not going to, along with the wine, it's going to be okay. After her, of course, it's Dan Kaiser with his balcony New Year's Eve celebration starting at 2 in the morning, our time, Eastern time. That should be fantastic. I hope he gets the technology to work and you can hear the outside. I'd love to hear the podcast of that. And one other thing I want to announce, Angie Matney is starting her breakfast blend tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., just like usual. And she's going to be focused on the theme of beginnings. And so it's going to be like firsts of all kinds of things, like first song on an album, the first song you choose the songs, the first song you ever danced to, the first song you ever remember hearing, the first. She's interpreting first really broadly, and she's leaving the decision up to you. So, if a song is linked to a memory of something that happened to you for the very first time, send it in to Angie@mushroomfm.com, and she'll be glad to play it. And it can even have first in the title. Speaking of breakfast blend...
Oh dear, I think Bert's going to sing us a song.
It's Saturday morning and it's 9 a.m. and I thought you might like to know. Look, let's scrap that. I'm tired of singing that song. Saturday morning, it's 9 a.m. I'm hearing Breakfast Blend on the radio. Angie is the lady that I'm listening to. She's played a song for me and she'll do so for you.
Good.
A wide range of music you'll certainly hear. Who could ask for more?
Who indeed?
Have hot coffee and toast at 9 on the East Coast, the UK from 2 till 4.
Get yourself a proper cup of coffee and hear the Breakfast Blend. Saturdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Time.
Worked all week. Cleaned up, clean cut, and clean shaved. I got the cover off the 68. I fired it up and let them horses sing. A little pretty thing, a little tan-legged Georgia dream. But she's rocking them holy jeans. Baby, what you got going on Saturday? You know, word's got it, it's gonna be a party. Out of town about half a mile. Four-wheel drives and big mud ties. Must get down and wine. Oh, baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked-up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party. Baby, just do your thing. Give up your keys. Hell, why drive when you can stay with me? And then after a while we sneak away from the bonfire. Walk by the moonlight and down to the riverside. Got you sipping on some moonshine. Baby, if you're in the mood, you can settle for one night of rodeo. You could be my tan-legged Juliet. I'll be your redneck Romeo. Baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. I'll get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party. Oh, baby, you can find me in the these pretty things. I get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party.
Has said thank you for playing New York, New York, and that is no problem. I love that song. It's traditional for Times Square, and I just have this huge soft spot in my heart for the whole Times Square thing. I know, dear, you probably don't care one way or the other, but I do. So there.
And I will say that Angie Matney from the great state of Virginia has been listening mm-hmm. for a while.
Yeah. So,
and Caroline is hoping that 2011 will be good for everyone. And I'll point out that if anyone hasn't pointed it out, that the Google logo today shows GMMXIE instead of Google.
That's right.
For the year. And it kind of freaked everybody out. And that was the number one search today on Google, trying to figure out what MMXI was.
Means. And I mean, it means.
I didn't think a thing about it. I just thought. Oh, it must be Roman numerals for the year.
It's 2011. M is 1,000, and X and I, of course, 10 and 11, or 10 and 1. So that equals 2011. 10 and 1. Yeah, see, this is more wine than you thought, and I'm starting to feel really mellow.
It's getting to me as well.
Oh, hush.
Oh, yeah, true.
And Katie Frederick says, Happy New Year to us, and by extension, I guess, to everyone else here. And I want to wish everyone happy, safe, prosperous, beautiful new year. Starting over time. Not necessarily resolutions, but getting yourself back on track, which is what I plan to do. And, dear, do you have any last words?
Not really. Other than it has been fun doing this for the second time this week.
Exactly. And
stay send your tuned. Complaint letters into Jonathan Mosen at mushroomfm.com.
Send any complaints to Aaron at mushroomfm.com, any comments of any kind. And I will see you back solo on the Melting Pot on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern. I don't have a particular theme in mind. Maybe I'll think of something tomorrow afternoon, which is what usually happens. Very short notice on my part. But have a beautiful new year. Happy New Year, everyone. And we will end with a song by U2 called Beautiful Day. Sums everything up perfectly. Bye, everyone.
The heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no
no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck. And the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck. And you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful. Colors came.